Well, hello. This is the Danger Hour. I am your host, James Danger. And hey, you look like you can use a drink. I mean, I got two. Does that mean I'm going to share it with you? No, it doesn't. Because I'm over here in Radio Land. And you're at the receiving end. I'm sure you're used to that. Anyway, guess what I'm drinking, boys and girls? And I'm not bragging. A little bit. Not really. I'm kind of excited to share this with you. I went to training. I went to training a couple weeks ago. And, you know, naturally, you are paired up with an older, experienced gentleman who will teach you a little thing or two about this and that, right? So we get to talking, and it turns out this dude... Now, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, boys and girls, okay? If you're a part of Danger History, you'll know about our run-in with the, what the fuck are they called? The Freemasons, okay? We talked to that dude, Al, who was part of the Freemasons, and we also touched upon the Moose Lodge, which Lito and I were strong believers in becoming part of, and mostly because you can drink. That's all. Anyway. So the guy that was training me happened to be a fucking moose. Look at this guy. And he runs. Yeah, you heard me. He runs a moose lodge. Now, I tried to put on my most charming personality. You know, my rapier wit. And try to be classy. Trying to infiltrate this goddamn thing. I mean, it went well. But anyways, fucking, I digress. The dude winds up, we're talking drinks, we're talking whiskey, we're talking beer, we're talking everything. And, you know, the guy knows a thing or two about a thing or two because he runs a fucking moose lodge. Crying out loud. So, we're talking about whiskey and he's like, hey, you ever had a red breast? And I thought he was joking at first. And I'm like, no, I never heard of that. Oh man, it's delicious. You gotta try it. And I got one. I got a bottle of myself. Look at this guy. Coming on up. Now he's like, you know, it's delicious. It's very smooth. And, you know, it's a little pricey. Huh? A little pricey. But it's worth it, man. You got to try it. You got to get yourself a bottle of that. You got to get your hands on one of those. And so, you know, I was intrigued. The pricey part of it kind of turned me off. I was like, I'm not going to pay. How much is this fucking bottle? Anyway, so I looked it up. They happen to have it at BevMo and at Total Wine. And I went to Total Wine for the first time a week or two ago. Whenever, I don't know when it was. Don't ask me about timelines. I'm bad with that shit. So I went to Total Wine my first time there, and it's fucking badass there, you know? I'm going to tell you. It's like a goddamn toy store for me. BevMo is you know, BevMo was cool until I walked into Total Wine. Then it's like, Bev what? Bev no. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, Total Wine's way fucking better. Huge selection of beer. Everything, dude. There's a whole fucking aisle of just vodka. One fucking aisle. Just vodka. Imagine that. Anywho, so I find the whiskey aisle, and this happens to be an Irish whiskey. And I get a bottle of it, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty fucking good. It's smooth. But James, how much is the bottle? He said it's pricey. What does that mean? It's, you know what? It's gonna be double the price of a Jameson. I believe Jameson's about $20. This thing ran $40, $39.99 or some shit. Yeah. It's going to set you back 40 bills. And, you know, I'm not doing no fucking commercial. I'm just telling you that it's pretty goddamn good. An Irish whiskey. And look what this thing says. Why is it called Red Breast, James? That sounds like it's a little perverted. It's a little too much, don't you think? No. Actually, once you look at this packaging, it's pretty goddamn fancy. And the back says... And I'm going to try my best Irish accent because it's Irish whiskey. The robin, redbreast, is the only bird which sings continuously throughout the dark Irish winters. And it's one of the very few small birds that choose to winter in Ireland. It is this enduring spirit which inspires its namesake, redbreast whiskey. Look at that. Look at that. Anyway. Wow, I went on too long with that shit. I gotta tell you guys something. I'm uncomfortable as shit right about now.
But why, James? Why are you so uncomfortable? You seem like you should be having a good time because you're recording a podcast.
Yeah, you would think so. But I'm uncomfortable because I can't shower.
Why can't you shower, James? Don't you have the proper facilities in the place you...
Shut the fuck up, dude. Why do you keep interrupting my fucking show? I'm trying to tell everyone what's going on, and you keep interrupting me. Shut up. Here's why. I started this little project yesterday. Now, yesterday, I didn't shower. I was supposed to shower when I came home from work, but I started this project in the bathroom, in which I am going to re-cock.
Cock? You got my attention, James.
No, not cock. Caulk.
Caulking.
Were you, you know, that's sealant. Sealer. That deal. So my little project is to take all the old shit out of the bathroom, because, you know, it looked pretty fucking dingy. Getting tired of it. Actually, not me. The wife has been bugging me for...
When are you going to replace the caulking? It looks ugly. It's embarrassing.
And so, you know, after a good few months, I'm like, I'm going to do it. Once she didn't ask me to do it, you know, after a little time went by, then I decided to do it because my fucking problem with authority, you know, it's once you ask me, I'm not going to do it because you asked me. I'm going to wait until you forget about it. Then I'll do it on my own. So I started doing that shit. I'm like, yeah, I'll knock it out real quick. Got some caulking here. Caulk. And it wound up turning into a long fucking project. Things happened during the day. And lo and behold, I couldn't finish it in time. And I couldn't shower yesterday. I fucking bathed in the sink. God damn, is that depressing? So it's not really like a full shower, you know? I didn't get all the nooks and crannies. I didn't get all the cheese between my legs and all that shit. So I go to work today. When I come home, it's like, all right, I'm going to finish that fucking job because I didn't finish the whole goddamn thing. And I finished caulking. And then the thing says, you can get it wet 3 hours after you apply it. But it's recommended 24 hours. And I'm like, fucking bitch, dude. I don't want to put the water on and get the shit wet and then it fucking leaks into the wall. And all this work was for nothing. I better hold off another day before I use the water. So here I am. Dirty asshole.
Literally.
I mean, I feel like I've been laminated with sweat. Okay? That's all fucking... And on top of that, I'm like, it's not really humid, but I have like the humid feeling where like you can feel yourself kind of sweating a bit on top of the being laminated with my own sweat. God damn, is it fucking annoying. I feel like a hobo. But, yeah.
I don't care about the way you feel. Keep talking about other stuff now.
All right. Go fuck yourself. Hold on. I've been watching this show, Game of Thrones. You heard of it? I'm watching it on... I got to tell you, I'm a fucking douchebag. I'm actually paying for this fucking show per episode on this... I have a PS3. And I can go on the PS3 network. But I found that the Amazon also has an instant... fucking video, whatever it's called, and we can watch videos on there, like PlayStation, the store. But the problem is with PlayStation Store is you got to download them, you know, and it takes a while to download. With fucking Amazon, you press on it and it plays like automatically. That's great, but yeah, I got to pay for every goddamn episode.
Why are you paying for it, James? Why don't you just watch it when it comes on HBO?
Because I don't have fucking cable, dickhead. That's why. Okay. I'm one of the few guys that doesn't have any fucking cable, okay? I'm sorry. You got it out of me. You know, I'm ashamed, but it's true. So yeah, we've been watching that show. And I gotta tell you, I'm on episode 4 coming up tonight. I'm gonna watch an episode after I'm done with this fucking nonsense. And yeah,
James, aren't you pretty far behind?
Yes, I am, okay? I'm a late bloomer, all right? In every aspect. Especially TV. Give me a fucking break, will you? Anyway. I like this show. It's like, you know, I love Braveheart, my favorite movie. It's like a fucking Braveheart show. It's great. And, you know, it's longer than a movie because it's a bunch of shows. I can keep watching it. And I'm digging it. You know what? And I watched this episode, the last one last night was, you know, the king. It's this little faggy boy, dude. This little fucking prick, blondie kid. A little spoiled asshole. He's probably, what, like 15 or something. He's like, Mother, do I have to marry her? All spoiled and shit. And she's like, yes, you do.
but I don't want to marry her mother.
And she says the greatest fucking thing I've ever heard, and it made me want to live in those times and be a king, because she goes, listen, you will marry her. She's beautiful and young. And, you know, once you, she will be your wife, and you will make public appearances, and she will bear your princes and princesses when the time comes. But if you'd like to fuck painted whores, then you will fuck painted whores. And I was like, holy shit. You will fuck painted whores if you desire. And I was like, that's a great fucking deal. You're a king. You have your wife, right? And if you go out and, you know, make a public appearance, she's there by your side looking all fucking proud and made up and shit. And, you know, looking all, royal. And looking all, what's that, dignified, all that shit. But yet, you know, after that, it's like, all right, go back home and you know, raise the kids, bitch. While I go out and drink beer and fuck all these painted whores. Right? God, that sounds like a great fucking life. You get to demand things from people. God damn. The kings have it made. Not now. I mean, back then. Back then. Think about that.
Jeffrey?
I don't know. Jeffrey seems like a servant name, right?
Bring me more beer at once.
You don't gotta be polite because you're the fucking king. I see people on the show like treat old people like shit, and it's like, well, whoa, what the fuck? What's happening? No respect. It's like, leave. Leave us. And I was like, I couldn't talk to an old person like that.
You could if you were born back at that time and you had fucking power.
Maybe I could. Maybe I'd like that. Leave us. Anyway, I thought that was fucking crazy, dude. You can have your wife, you know? She could be there, your queen, and she knows what's up. You know, she's just lucky to be there, right? Especially women back then. She's lucky and probably happy to be. I'm a queen. I live in this fucking castle. I can order people around and do the shit that do whatever I want them to do. Bring me food at any time. And, you know, my husband's fucking around on me all the time. And but that's the price. You know, that's how it goes. Imagine that. I'm talking to you men out there. I don't think any women listen to this shit. I'm talking to the men. Imagine you could have your woman and she knows. You know, when you're going, like you're going to family parties, you know, you go to Christmas dinner, you're taking her with you. She's on your fucking arm. You get your kids with you. But everyone knows, and she knows, when she's not around, you are fucking everything in sight.
But James, I want to be faithful to my wife.
Ah, shut the fuck up. You're just, that's society brainwashing you. If you could, you would pound everything in sight, especially if your wife knew about it. Anyway. You know what I like about that show? I like the midget guy. I think his name is Peter Dinklage. Is that his name?
Peter Dinklage.
He's cool, man. I like that dude. I've seen him in other movies. He's a cool fucking guy. He's a good actor. I like him. Speaking of midgets, I was talking to this guy maybe a couple weeks ago. And he's like, we're talking about midgets at one point for some fucking reason. And he's like, dude, one day, because he lives in OC, I was driving. And I'm at a you know, a traffic light. I'm sitting there, and I'm the first car in the line, and I just see like 5 midgets walking in front of me across the street in the crosswalk. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've never seen, like, you know, one midget around here too often. It's very rare, let alone 5 at one place at one time. And and some other guy goes, was it the midget convention? He's like, yes, it was, dude. It was the fucking midget convention. And I go, dude, there was a midget convention? He's like, yeah, man, it was, I don't know what it was, but it was a convention for fucking midgets at the Anaheim Convention Center, and they were all gathering there, and it was fucking crazy, man, to see that many midgets in one place. And I was like, wow, that would be a sight to see. Imagine seeing a sea of midgets. And the thing that popped in my head right away, my fucking weird mind, was, wouldn't it be great to see a Civil War reenactment with all midgets? Think about that. They're running across the field with flags, you know, the muskets, and they're running around, and they're all tiny, you know, fumbling all over the place because the guns are like guns are way too big. Guns are like twice the size of them. God, that would be fucking awesome. The Confederates and the fucking the Union running back and forth, little midgets. You got to play like funny music too, right? Anyway, speaking of midgets again, look at this. More midget news. This is not funny at all. Well, it's funny, but it doesn't mean anything, really. I just want to tell you, because it made me so happy. I was driving the other day during work, and I was in Alhambra on Main Street. And it's a pretty popular little area there. It's pretty fucking cool. I got to go there on the weekend and explore all the restaurants and bars because it's pretty fucking jumping. Looks like it anyway. And I'm driving down there. It's early in the morning. And I see a black midget riding a Razor scooter on the sidewalk all by himself. It was fucking awesome. He had his hat backwards. A white wife beater on. It made my day. I got so excited. First of all, I've never seen a black midget. I haven't. I've went through my files in my brain. You know, if I've ever seen one, I don't think I have. Let alone riding a scooter. It was so fucking cool. It put me in a good mood the whole day. You know, if anything bad happened after that, I would be like, black midget on a Razor scooter. And it made everything all better. That's right. It's like seeing a fucking unicorn, dude. This shit doesn't exist. You can never see a black midget riding a Razor scooter, ever. I got lucky, folks. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right, let's get into the first segment of the night. And, you know what I wanted to say real quick? Alhambra? I didn't know this about Alhambra. It's completely been conquered by the Asians. I'm telling you. All the business, like the restaurants and bars I told you about, they seem like they're not really Asian. But I'm telling you that all the residents there, just driving around, looking at people driving around, you know, other cars driving on the street, and seeing people like in neighborhoods, god damn, it's like everybody's Asian. They conquered the whole area. Monterey Park, Alhambra, they took over. Roland Heights, they're creeping in. That's right. I'm not racist, but it just seems like it's a little too much. But James, there's too many Mexicans everywhere too. Ah, fuck, I guess you're right. Ah, whatever. Just kind of funny. How does one place get overrun by one race? I don't know. Do you just, I guess there's like billions of them, right? Billions of Asians. It's like, hey, I came to California. Nice place. Hey, you should come. And they tell one friend. And they tell one friend. And they tell one friend. Next thing you know, Alhambra's completely taken over. They put the fucking flag up. Done. Anyway, here's the first segment of the night. It's a good one. I like playing the theme song. That's why. That's all. And now it's time for Gay or Nay.
Gay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or Nay? Gay or Nay? Gay or Nay?
This is Gay or Nay!
Red Breast. Which is not a gay name. It's very manly.
I'll take some Red Breast.
All right, Gay or Nay, here we go. This is a good one.
James, how are you going to ask your guest if the situation's gay or nay?
Well, obviously, I'm here by myself, so I guess I will determine whether it's gay or nay.
Won't you be biased?
You know, go fuck it. What is your problem, dude? You always interrupt my goddamn show with your fucking negative bullshit, huh? Just go along for the ride and enjoy yourself, okay? All right, here we go. This came up to my attention the other night. Gas Boy. Do you remember him? Josh, Gas Boy?
One of my best good friends.
He probably is my best good friend.
He's my bestie.
I gotta tell you. This guy is... he's always Mr. Cool. All the fucking time. Okay? I'm not saying he's cool. But in his head, he has to do always the cool thing. Okay? He can't shy away from it. He's got to keep up his image. His tough guy persona, you know, he can't be a lame ass. That's what I'm saying. Okay, he's got to be the cool fucking guy all the time. So it just came out because his fiance was hanging around with me and my lovely wifey. We're all hanging out, actually watching UFC last weekend. I'll get to that later. But we're all hanging out and it came out to my wife that he spends quite a bit of money on... on products for his face, okay? Like moisturizing products, okay? Okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? Moisturizing products. the cool guy here, Mr. Big Hotshot. I'm fucking so cool, dude. Okay, you're not gonna catch me slipping. All right? I'm the coolest motherfucker. I got a cool beard. All that thing, right? The whole deal. This guy spends a lot of money on moisturizers and face care treatments. Whatever the fuck. I don't know what it is. I think a lot of guys do this now. My wife even said, It's not natural. A lot of guys wear that stuff. It's like, well, I don't. Maybe you should. It's like, nah. So one day, okay, hold on. We're going into gay territory here. I'm calling it now. One day she's like, let me try putting moisturizer in your face. And I was like, I don't want that shit on my fucking face. Let me just try it. So, you know what? I did it. Okay? I let it happen. Don't judge me. She put it on. Hey, I was a little curious. I gotta tell you. She put it on and she's like, oh, you look so much better now. I looked in the mirror and I had like that. She didn't seem to think so, but I fucking seen it, dude. Okay? I got pretty good eyes. I had like that cakey makeup look on my face. I didn't like it. It was obvious I had some shit in my face. You ever see girls that have too much makeup on? And you can see like the cakey, you know, pastiness on all over their skin on their face? Yeah, it's not a good look. So I tried like washing it off with water. You better not be washing that off. It's like, fuck yes, I am. It looks all cakey. It's not going to come off unless you put on some fucking degreaser or whatever the fuck you call it, dude. I don't know. Degreaser. You got to put some other goddamn chemical to take that shit off your face. It's a fucking mess, okay? I don't like it. But the other day at the store, she's like, you're working more. It's getting hotter and your skin is getting, it's you're going to get cancer. I was like, oh, fucking A. You should wear some sun lotion, moisturizer, sunblock. I'm like, what? What? Whoa, what? You know? And we go to the store at Target. And she's like, you better get some. I want you to get some. Just try it. So, I got some. And yeah, I'm part of the gay or nay also. Okay? I'm not going as far as Gaspar, where he's got like a whole fucking... I can picture him like Patrick Bateman from American Psycho doing his routine in the morning. And then I apply a balming agent with little or no alcohol because alcohol makes you look older. Yeah. So, I'm a victim as well. I'm wearing, as ever since 3 days ago, I'm wearing a sunblock moisturizer. But it's for my skin so I don't get cancer. That's what it's for. Gasboy is not wearing it for lotion. He's wearing it for his skin to be taken care of, all right? Basically, what I'm going to tell you is this is gay. It's gay. What happened to... But you know, people now, science breakthroughs... You should be taking care of your skin because we've learned about certain, you know, damaging aspects of the sun. And shut the fuck up again, dude. You keep bringing me down, okay? You keep throwing a wrench in my goddamn system here. It's gay. What happened to the real men? The real hardcore motherfuckers, you know? They had pain. They didn't say anything about it. They lived with it. They didn't cry. Nobody cried. No one wore makeup. That's for bitches, right? That's right. They didn't please their women. They got theirs and they rolled over and went to bed. I'm against that part. But, you know, the rest is good. Oh, they even slapped women around. That's kind of cool. You know, they get a line, you got to give them a little backhand. That's fine. Those days are gone, though. Those days are gone, man. The real men are dead. I think. Unless you're one of those, like, jockey type fucking meatheads. And I guess you're still a real man. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go gay on that. And I guess I'm fucking gay.
That's no surprise.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, speaking of gay, is it true that John Hamm, the dude from Mad Men, is he packing? A buddy of mine, Eddie Gears, said that he's got a huge dick. Now, I haven't seen it personally. But, he looks like he's a big dude. I mean, like he's got like a he's pretty good sized guy. I would imagine his dick would be big too. But have you heard this? I don't know. Is this a rumor? He's got a really big fat cock. That's all I'm going to tell you. And maybe we should look this up later. Someone do some research. Get back to me. But is it true that Liam Neeson is packing? I heard this guy's got like a 13-inch dick. I mean, it could be one of those things where it just starts, some, you know, a little rumor starts and it just spreads. And next thing you know, it went from like, you know, a 9-inch or two. He's got a 13-inch cock, dude. It's fucking huge. I seen it. I mean, I didn't see it. My cousin's friend, you know, she saw it. Right? Anyway, Liam Neeson, I heard he's fucking huge. I don't know. What, he's like 6'4"?
Jace, why are you talking about dick sizes?
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I just got into this gay topic, and I just kept going. My imagination just kept going wild. That's it. I'm sorry. All right. Oh, shit. I got even more gay stuff here. Look at this.
A few days ago, NBA center Jason Collins announced in a story in Sports Illustrated that he's gay. And he is the first openly gay American professional sports team player.
That's a big deal, people. Everyone's talking about this shit.
Jason Collins.
You know, he came out and they're saying,
"Oh, dude, I never saw this shit coming, man. The guy was the straightest motherfucker ever."
Who gives a fuck, really, right? Does anybody care anymore about people being gay? Is it a big deal? Well, I guess it is, right? I guess it is. I guess it's still a big deal if it's in like a manly a manly profession. Like cooks or you know, designers that come out gay. It's like, that's pretty, you know, pretty believable. But, you know, a basketball player, oh, really? He's too manly to be gay. All right. So I think by now we all should know that there's gay dudes everywhere. I don't think we should be surprised anymore, right? But yet people are still fucking surprised. I just got questions now. Okay, it's opening questions. Are things getting weird? You know, I don't got a problem with gays. You know that if you're a listener to the show. I might crack jokes and all that, but you know, I know some gay people and they're fucking awesome. Actually, I'm standing by this. They're more awesome than normal. They're more awesome than straight people. Okay? I'm going to tell you. There's no chip on their shoulders. They're free. They enjoy themselves. They have a good fucking time. And they're pleasant to be around. Okay? We should all be gay. God damn it. But, you know, what I'm saying is things are getting weird in the sense. Like, I'm really thinking about trannies. Okay? Transgender. I mean, things are getting fucking weird nowadays. It's an interesting time to live in because the transgenders are becoming a big thing. And there's this one dude, girl, whatever the fuck it is, wants to, I think it was a guy that got a sex, it was a guy that got a sex change and now he wants to fight like UFC against women. Now that's not fair. Right? The guy was still born a dude. He still got the manly, you know, strength and body structure. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm a dummy. But there's these weird gray areas forming nowadays. Okay. I think pretty soon there's gonna be like new bathrooms, right? There's gotta be new bathrooms because so many people are coming up gay or transgender. I think a lot of like dudes are gonna be uncomfortable. So now it's going to be like, you know, it's going to be back to like the black days, segregation.
Got you have your own bathroom, motherfucker. Don't become mine.
And there's going to be men's room, a women's room, and then it's going to be marked other. Other. That's right. All the rest of you, you can use this one over here.
James, you're such an ignorant asshole.
What do you want me to tell you? I should have had like at least one more semester of college. That's all I'm telling you. I still wouldn't have graduated, but I would have been that much more smart. That much more smarter? Smarter? I don't know. See? See? Do you see what's happening here? I think the alcohol is kicking in. I took a shot of Bullet whiskey before I poured my red breast. And I gotta tell you, dude, this is way fucking smoother than that goddamn whiskey.
And I also have a beer.
I shouldn't be doing this shit on a Wednesday night. I gotta tell you. And this drinking's making me even more sweaty. I gotta take myself a sponge bath after all this. That's gonna be fucking fun. I wanna have sex with my wife tonight, but that's not gonna happen.
You're too dirty. You can't have... You should have had a shower before you started this project.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, I know. Okay. Dude, speaking of gays, okay? I'm going off on a whole big gay thing here, okay? But I'm sorry. That's what has to happen. I've been thinking about this. If a gay guy hits on you, like wants to fuck you, and you're a straight guy, should you be, like, flattered by that? Or, you know, because you hear that, oh, guys will fuck anything. So how do I know if a guy is really attracted to me or if he's just like, yeah, I'll fuck anything and, you know, he'll do tonight. You know what I mean? Am I taking this too, you know, too far? Or I sound like a chick now about it? I just sounded like a chick in my own head. As I was saying that, I was like, you sound like a fucking bitch. Maybe I am. That's what I thought, though. Like, if a guy goes, hey, what's up? What's your name? Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm James. Yeah, you know, I noticed you across the room, and, you know, you want to fuck? Should I be flattered, like, hey, this guy thinks I'm good looking? That's awesome. Or should I be like, does he think I'm just some cheap slut that's going to fuck him because, you know, because I'm just here and he's here and we're both available? Or should I be flattered? Am I thinking too much about this? I don't know. I think I might be. I think I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to be flattered. I think you should be flattered if anybody wants to fuck you, right? Yeah, I'm going to go with that. If anybody is willing to put their body parts in you or you put yours in them, they've got to think you're good looking. A little bit, at least. I'll be pretty drunk. Anyway, okay, here's my next thing. Oh, man. You know what? It gets even gayer. I got to tell you. Les Miserables. The movie. I saw that movie. The reason I say it gets gay is because I know you guys are thinking about that.
You saw fucking Les Miserables. Goddamn, dude. You were talking shit about it like how many shows ago?
Yeah, I know. I know I did. But a part of me also was going to be open to it. You know, I got open mind. I'll check it out. I like Hugh Jackman, and I do like Anne Hathaway. So, I was in. My wife's like, oh, Les Miserables and Redbox, we should watch it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So, we got the movie.
Blu-ray.
And we saw it, and I got to tell you, I fucking liked it. I can hear all you guys right now, all you guy listeners that have been listening to this show.
Oh, man, you fucking like that piece of shit? That's fucking gay, dude. That's gay, bro.
Have you seen it? Maybe you have seen it. Maybe it's not your cup of tea. And yes, dude, I understand that it's at times it's kind of fucking gay.
What do you mean kind of gay? It's fucking gay. Did they sing the whole goddamn time?
Yeah, I know. Some shit about it is fucking dumb. It's gay. Like the Borat character. Fucking Borat. And you know what? I hate that chick. What the fuck's her name? Tim Burton's old wife. God damn it. She's always playing a fucking weirdo. She was, what's her name on Fight Club? She was the chick. God damn, what the fuck is her name? Helena Bonham Carter. She is, her and Borat were just overacting in that fucking movie. And, they made the, like, it was a pretty serious fucking movie until they came in. Then it turned all, like lighthearted and kind of goofy. And it's like, what just happened? Kind of didn't flow. I didn't like their casting. They, you know, it just, I don't know. It's too fucking goofy.
Really, James? You're talking about the... how corny some of the fucking gay movie was?
Yeah, dude, okay? Listen,
I'm artistic.
No, you know what? I like movies, okay? I can get into some shit.
But didn't you give Leto a bunch of shit about the fucking gay movies he watches?
Yeah, I know. I'm hearing it all in my fucking head right now. All the shit I've talked over this fucking years doing this show. I know. Okay, I know. The reason I hate Lilo's movies is because they're all CG and fucking blowing up stuff and they're all corny and bullshit. But, you know, this movie, even though it's singing, I appreciated it. There's some, I'll tell you this, okay, this is the gayest statement of the whole night. And, I'm going to tell you. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to come right out with it. And I'm ashamed of myself for saying this. And I know you guys are all going to give me shit about this and you're all going to fucking lose respect for me. But you know what? I'm okay with saying it. I'm a real fucking man. And I'll admit it. I cried like a fucking baby during this movie. I'm going to take a drink right now while you guys are all laughing until you can control yourselves again. I will take a drink. Okay, keep laughing. Once again, I cried like a fucking baby during Les Miserables. Yes, keep laughing. I will drink now. All right, are you done? You done laughing at me? Great. Now, here's what happened. Hugh Jackman was a pretty good fucking actor, and he can sing. He can sing. And there's some good performances in this fucking movie. Okay? Obviously, he got nominated for an Academy Award, and so did Hathaway. But I did cry. Twice. Okay? Twice. The first time, when Hugh Jackman was singing by himself, he just got out of this prison he was in, and he's struggling with some fucking inner demons and all this shit, and he's ashamed of himself, and he's singing, and he's in this fucking church, and he's walking around, and it's really powerful. It's a good fucking scene. James, you sound like a fucking fake. I'm telling you, it's a powerful moment, and it's an emotional dude. He does a good fucking job. Okay. It got me. Yeah, dude, tears came out of me, okay? A little bit. I got pretty watery-eyed, okay? But I'm going to tell you, the moment I fucking lost it with this movie, and I couldn't fucking believe it. Where I lost it, okay? I can hear all you fucking guys, dude. It keeps ringing in my fucking head. You guys are all laughing at me and calling me a fag. I can hear it. Especially fucking Leto, if you ever listen to this. I know it.
Oh my god, I can't believe you fucking cried during the movie.
Yeah, okay, I know. But the moment that got me, where I fucking cry, I'm not kidding you, dude. The tears were fucking flowing. Okay? Flowing. Like a Creed song.
Tears came streaming down my face.
Was when Anne Hathaway had her little solo moment. Where she did some shit that she did not want to fucking do, but she did it for a good reason, and it's a powerful fucking scene, and it's fucking powerful, okay? And you know, the moment of the human fucking element, and just, you know, the empathy you show for this fucking character. Oh, you're talking gay again. I know, but goddamn, dude, I was literally fucking crying, okay? It was so powerful. She did fucking great, okay? She was in the movie for a little bit of time, but goddamn, she deserves that goddamn fucking Oscar. I gotta tell you that. She did fucking awesome, and she can goddamn sing. She had me crying like a fucking baby. If you guys can honestly, okay, and I'm gonna challenge you. You might think the movie's gay, you probably will. Okay, if you're a fan of music, and if you like acting, if you're all about blowing shit up and all that fucking action pack, don't bother. But if you want to give this fucking film a chance.
You just called it a film, James?
Yeah, I called it a film, not a
movie. It's called a movie.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm that guy. I called it a film. If you can give this fucking film a chance. Be in the right headspace. Don't be looking to knock it, okay? Don't be looking to talk shit. Go into it seriously. Sit there. Don't, you know, by yourself. Not with the fucking crowd that's going to make you, you know,
oh, that's fucking gay.
That's not going to sway your opinion. Sit there, please, for me. Try it. Watch this fucking movie. And if you watch this scene with Anne Hathaway, and you know, you're going to know which one I'm talking about. If you watch this fucking scene and you don't get emotional, I don't think you're alive, dude. I don't think you're human. Or I'm just a bitch. Because I look over, my wife is crying also, but I think I was crying more than she was. I'm telling you, I get into fucking movies in the headspace. I can put myself in their you know, I get why I just said it. I can put myself in their headspace. I can relate to characters and shit. Well, I make myself because it makes it more and you know, entertaining for myself. God, I sound like a fucking snobby asshole.
I can get into the characters and I can relate. I don't know about you, but I...
Okay, I get it. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard it myself. It's not how I meant it. God damn, I'm talking about this shit too long. I'm sorry, okay? It's over. Just watch the movie. I'm curious how you feel about it, okay? I'm curious. I thought for sure it was going to be gay.
Prisoner 34201!
You know? I know. Remember all this shit with Russell Crowe? Fucking, you know?
You are free. You are not free.
You know, all that shit. It seems stupid. And it kind of is stupid at times. But I'm just fucking rambling. I'm re-putting myself. Just give it a chance. I'm curious to know what you guys think about it. And get back to me. Dude, come on. Get back to me, please. Privately. I won't tell anyone else. It'll be just for me and you. Email me at thedangerhour@yahoo.com. Thedangerhour@yahoo.com. I'm curious. Am I alone? I want you to call me a fag or say, you're right, dude. You're right. Either way, I would love to hear what you think about this movie. It's so interesting to me. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. Okay? It'll cost you $1 at fucking Redbox. $1 and 2.5 hours of your time.
2.5 hours? Dude, that's pretty fucking long.
Okay, I know. Okay? It's asking a lot. But, come on. All right. You know what? It'll be a good follow-up for a future show. I won't say who you are, but I'll say, oh, a listener fucking told me about this and said I'm a fag. You know, it'll be a good follow-up. So please, follow up. I would like that. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to you know what? This segment I like doing called Stranger Danger.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
All right. Thanks, Jim Morrison. That was great. And you know what? This is not really a Stranger Danger. You know, man, I had this thing where a Stranger Danger where I lump in all these weird fucking stories or weird people or strange things that happen. But you know what? This one's not all like that. I'm just lumping in a fucking bunch of random shit. And I'm going to do what I want. You know, it's my show. I don't care. Here we go. Here's the first thing. This is kind of like a danger update. The Washington Redskins. Remember I talked about this fucking team where I said it was pretty goddamn racist to name your team Redskins and have an Indian as your logo? There's talks that they might change their name because the name is so offensive to people. Yeah. We're living in that time. But anyways, the reason I brought it up is because I thought that was funny that we talked about that. And you know, now they're thinking of changing the fucking name. Do you think someone heard this show and said, oh, we must change the name now because James Danger said it's offensive? I doubt it, but hey, I can fucking dream. I can fantasize that this show makes a difference in people's lives. The Danger Hour, tackling the hard-hitting issues. Anyway, here's the next thing. UFC? I was in a... It was... You know what? I had a good time. I had a great time. I was at B-dub-dubs. B-dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. I was joined by my lovely wifey, Gas Boy, his fiance Benzo, Super Dick. Yeah, Super Dick, who doesn't drink, but he was at a bar, and his cousin. It was fucking fun. We did a lot of shit talking and all that nonsense, but here's what I'm telling you. The reason it's involved in Stranger Danger is because how many fucking eye injuries were there in this card? There were like 5 different fights where one of the dudes got their eyes fucking poked. Okay? It seemed like it was a little like too much of a coincidence. Like, all right, dude. Is there a fucking glove company bribing these fighters to poke each other in the eyes? So the UFC goes, "We better get new gloves where the fucking fingers aren't exposed." You know what I mean? It just seemed a little too fucking weird. A little strange. Like 5 dudes got poked in the eyes. To the point where they had like to stop the fights. Like, oh, I got poked in the eye, dude. Give me a fucking minute to recover. One dude even said, oh, I can't see. And the fucking cunty ref is like, oh, he can't see. The fight's over. You know what I mean? And the guy's like, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, sorry. You already told me you couldn't see, so the fight's fucking over. What a dickhead. You know, normal fucking people would say, oh, he got poked in the eye. He can't see. You know, take a fucking little 3-minute break. Adjust. Compose yourself. No, this dickhead. Okay, fight's over. Yeah. And you know, I don't remember if it was this fight or a different one where some dude got poked in the eye pretty fucking hard and there was blood coming out of his eye. Ugh. That's rough, dude. You get poked in the eye and it's bleeding. That's no good. Anyway, thought that was fucking strange. But you know what? On top of that, fucking chill sunning, dude. You fucking chill fucking sunning. You goddamn asshole. I was rooting for you, dude.
Why would you root for Chael Sonnen? Everyone knows John Jones is going to win that fucking fight.
Yeah, dude, I know. I'm sick of fucking John Jones, okay? He's too goddamn high and mighty. Getting too cocky. I don't like that shit, okay? I don't like it.
But Chael Sonnen talks a lot of shit. He's pretty cocky.
Yeah, dude, but that guy's fucking funny. I know he's doing it to be funny. He's not doing it like... I don't think he's serious about it. John Jones is a serious...
Well, he has the right to be cocky, James, because he won so many fucking fights.
I understand. But I don't like people that get cocky like that, okay? I saw him in a couple of interviews, and he was just, his head was so fucking big. You know, Sonnen's funny as shit. I even heard him on a radio show where they're like,
do you think it's going to go 5 rounds? Do you think it's going to, you know, going to be sooner than that?
And he goes, yeah, I hope it goes 5 rounds, because when I get home, I want to watch myself fighting, and I want to watch myself for longer. That's fucking funny. I don't care what you say. That dude, right then and there, he proved to me that he's fucking funny. He doesn't mean all this shit. Anyways, I thought he would put up a good fucking fight, but dickhead went down the first goddamn round. Ugh. Disappointing. And he got his ass whooped. Okay, I'll give it to you, Jones. You kicked his ass. He broke your fucking toe. Well, you broke your own toe, dickhead. He's pushing off his fucking toe and it snapped. Dummy. How do you break your own toe? Anyway, he started pounding on Sonnen and he fucking tapped. God damn. Maybe the ref called it. I forgot what happened. I was drinking pretty heavily. Anyway, that's just my venting on that shit. Next up is, I saw this. I saw this yesterday. I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm going home from work and I see a dude, a stupid asshole, driving a... And, you know, it was a Lexus, okay? I'll give him that. But it was... There was so many accessories on his car. I couldn't believe my fucking eyes. And I gotta tell you, this car was... It was so fucking, like, flamboyantly gay.
James, you're talking a lot about gays tonight.
Okay, I know. It's a coincidence, okay? This guy had a metallic pearl paint job. The white pearl. Like an off-white, like I said, a Lexus. This dude, okay, listen to this. Okay, around his windows, he had a sparkly, like glittery, like a silver glittery trim. Okay? Around his windows, those that trim, the metal trim. This dude had black curtains in every window. Okay? Curtains pulled to the side with like those curtain clip things to keep the curtains back. You know, I don't know what you call those fucking things, but they were like shiny, like silvery looking, platinum even, like clips, curtain clips. I don't know what you call them. So the curtains were pulled back and I was like, what the fuck is this? And the dude had, it doesn't stop there. He had white, shaggy fur seat covers. Okay. White fur seat covers. This dude.
Wow, James. What else?
I'll tell you what else. The guy had a fucking chandelier hanging in from the ceiling of, or his roof, the ceiling of his fucking car, where like the light is. He had a chandelier hanging.
Anything else, James? Oh, there's more.
Besides the guy wearing sunglasses 8 times too big for his fucking face, his license plate said,
OMG VIP.
I wanted to fucking run this guy off the side of the road. I wish we were on like one of those movie clips where you're both driving through like a countryside or, you know, a hillside, you know, through the mountain areas. And I just wanted to just ram the side of his car and have him go off the fucking cliff. That would have been so exhilarating and fulfilling for me. This guy was screaming of like, just fucking beat my ass. I'm a douchebag. It was on, but I never seen a car. I've never seen a fucking car. So I'm going to say it. So gayed out. It was fucking ridiculous. Oh, Christ. I'm going to take a drink. All right, last thing before I close this shit out. My Nino called me today.
What's a Nino, James?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because a Nino in the Hispanic community is a god, is your godfather. Okay? My Nino, my godfather. The dude, I've been trying to get him on this fucking show. He's a funny motherfucker, okay? He's the guy that named my sidekick Lito. Lito, he gave him that name. He's funny, dude. He's like a. I guess my father would be my first dad. My grandfather would be my second dad. I'd say he's my third father. but he's more like that cool uncle, you know. He's that dude. He's fucking awesome. I'm gonna get him on this show somehow. You're gonna hear his ass on here. And he's going to be worth it, because he's fucking awesome. He calls me up. Hey, dude. This is the conversation, right? I'm going to talk like him. Hey, dude, you busy? You're at work, right? It's like, yeah, I'm at work. I'm a little bit busy. Oh, can you talk for like 3 minutes? Yeah, I got 3 minutes. All right, cool. Hey, you're doing the podcast thing? Yeah, I'm still doing it. All right, hey, you know, I got a story for you. You can tell on your podcast, man. I thought about you when, once this happened. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, all right. So I dropped off my daughter at your cousin at high school. And, I wanted to go, I don't want to go home. So I wanted to walk around like in a store or something. So, I go to, the Costco. Yeah, he calls it the Costco. I went to the Costco. I'm just fucking walking around. And, Once I'm walking on for a while, and I feel like, oh, I gotta take a fucking shit. And he's like, so, I gotta go. So I go, and I go to the bathroom. I walk in, and yeah, I go in there. I'm shitting, and dude, it's a pretty bad shit, dude. And I'm shitting for a while, and I'm done. And I wipe, I clean my asshole. I'm done shitting, and I get out of the bathroom. And I see an Asian woman washing her hands in a sink. And I go, what the fuck? He goes, yeah, dude. I walked in the wrong fucking bathroom. And I was like, no, fuck. I'm like, oh, shit. I thought you were going to say that she was in the fucking men's room. That's what I thought. Then I was like, this fucking bitch, she's in the men's room. And I was like, wait a second. I looked around, and there was no urinals, bro. And I'm like, fuck, I'm in the women's room. He goes, and the woman, her mouth opened up because I came out of the bathroom, and she's like, holy shit. The look on her face was like, what the fuck are you doing in there? And I had this thought. I had two thoughts in my head. Do I say, oh shit, I walked in the wrong bathroom. I'm sorry. I apologize. Or do I just get the fuck out of there as quick as I could? And I go, so what'd you do? Well, I got the fuck out of there as quick as I could. I was like, yeah, I would have done the same thing. You would have? Yeah, dude. But, I was thinking, she's going to go out there and call, Costco security on me and get my ass fucking, take me in. Like, dang, no, she won't. And he's just like, I fucking left the Costco's as soon as I could. I got out of there. And, I thought that shit was fucking funny. Imagine that, okay? Now, I think we've all done it. I think we've all walked in the wrong bathroom at one point. This dude went so far as he walked in and took a shit without even realizing he was in the women's room. That's fucking awesome, okay? I love that shit. I love it. That's great. I wish I could see the look on the Asian woman's face. She's in there washing her hands and minding her own business. And the door opens and out comes a fucking dude. Oh, I'd pay so much to see the look on her face. Anyway, that's it. You might not have enjoyed that, but hopefully I did the story fucking justice and... And you got a kick out of it. So, you know what? Let's close this shit out now. Strange. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's time for
I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy, fancy.
All right. It's time for my fancy. Now, I got to tell you, I'm going to nerd out with you for a bit. If you're nerdy, you'll appreciate this. If not, well, then go fuck yourself. They can all be for you, okay? I got to distribute them equally. I got to give some to the nerdy people, okay? And here's mine. I fancy my new comic.
Oh, James, that sounds so immature.
Yeah, I know. I know. But fuck yourself. Oh, I just said but fuck. God damn it. If you're new to the show, if you ever say but fuck accidentally, you got to take a drink. I just said but fuck yourself. So that qualifies. And you know what? I'm not above the rules. I got to partake. And here we go. All right. I mentioned in the last show, my fuck you on the last show was Toledo for giving me shitty comics. Okay, he did. Okay, since this is a comic book fancy, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate the last points I made in the other show. He did give me some shitty comics. On the other hand, he gave me a fucking awesome comic also to read called The Origin, The Wolverine, you know, Story of Wolverine. That's a good one. If you're a dork, a nerdy guy, you like comics. If you do, I'm sure you've already fucking read these ones, man. I'm telling you. But say you want to get into it, that's a good one. Okay, Origin Wolverine. That's a good one. That's what Lito gave me. Nature Boy gave me Old Man Logan, which is fucking incredible. Okay, that's a good one. Check that one out. And you know, it's even better on MP3. You know what? Fuck it. If you want, email me at thedangerhour@yahoo.com. I'll fucking email you the PDF if I can figure that shit out, if I can do it. I'll email you the PDF that Ivan gave me. It's way better on PDF because I saw the book at the store the other day at Barnes & Noble. I checked out the book, and the images are not as good looking as it is on PDF. They're so much more fucking vivid, and the color is so much better. It's fucking awesome. And to read it on the computer, the way it's laid out, like how you press the next button and the next, like the panels will show up the way they do. It's fucking awesome. Okay. And I'll give it to you if I can, if you're able to email PDFs. I don't fucking know. I never tried it before. I'm sure you can. So email me and I'll give it to you. I don't give a shit. You know, I'll take the time out of my busy schedule and I'll do it. All right. So Old Man Logan is a winner. And so I fancy, you know, I'm gonna lump all that shit into my fancy. I fancy good fucking comics because there's so many ways you can fuck them up. Okay, they can be cheap, you know, corny, shitty, juvenile. But these are dark ass stories. Okay, and they're for adults. Now here's my latest one. I bought it myself. I was at Barnes & Noble, and I bought it because, you know, something happened where I'm going to include that in my fuck you, but I'll get to that. Anyways, I bought this. It's called Batman, the New 52. Okay. That's a line of, I'm guessing it's a series, the New 52 with a new fucking series of comics. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not in this world, but it's called the New 52 and it's called Volume 1, The Court of Owls. Okay. Now, I haven't read the whole thing. I'm about a third of the way into it, but already it's fucking awesome, dude. I am digging the shit out of it. And Batman looks fucking awesome. A lot of times they fuck up his look. In this comic, he looks fucking sick. He's right on. They got it down. I'm loving it. This dude, Scott Snyder. You know, I read his, he wrote the Black Mirror. A few
graphic novels
back. I read that one. It's pretty fucking good. He's a good writer. Scott Snyder. But if you can, get your hands on Batman, the New 52, Volume 1, The Court of Owls. I think Volume 2 is something else with fucking owls. Yeah, no, I think that's like the next one after that.
Obviously, it's volume two. This is volume one.
Ah, fuck you, guy. You know what? But, dude. Yeah, good comics.
I fancy that.
All right, let's go ahead and close this bitch out. Let's do it. This is going to be a two-parter, fuck you. You know, I just realized I had an extra fuck you in there that I forgot about. But I'm going to throw it in right now because I just brought up the Batman New 52, Volume 1, The Court of Owls. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to say fuck you to something involving that comic, right after this intro. And now it's time for the darker side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Fuck you! Oh, it feels great against my cheek. No. All right, here we go. Here's my fuck you. And first of all, I got to throw in an added fuck you because I just remembered talking about the Batman comic that I want to say fuck you to Amazon, dude. Amazon.com, right? I'm not kidding you. Over a month and a half ago, I put the order in to order this fucking Batman comic, okay? I was like, dude, I want to read that shit. I heard Scott Snyder on a podcast, Fat Man on Batman, the Kevin Smith podcast.
You're such a nerd, James. You listen to that one?
Yeah, I do, and I dig it. I listened to Scott Snyder, the writer, on the Fat Man on Batman podcast, okay? And I loved dude. You know, he sold me. The dude, his personality, his stories, I was in. And the way he was talking about the character of Batman, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I like this guy's style. I'm in. I read The Black Mirror. I dug it. And I really wanted to read this fucking series here, the owl one. And so I put the order in on Amazon because in the store, they had the hardcover for like $30 fucking dollars. I mean, I'm not paying $30 for a fucking comic book. So on Amazon, I got it for like $14, right? And it's the paperback. And dude, I'm not fucking around. A month and a half later, I still hadn't gotten it fucking delivered to my goddamn doorstep. Okay? And Amazon has this thing where it's like, oh, you qualify for free shipping on certain items, right? Now, that Batman comic was qualified for free shipping. But here's the catch. You got to spend $25 or more to get the full free shipping. And so the shipping alone would be like $7. I'm like, fuck it. I might as well get something else for like, you know, $10 more and get free shipping, right? So my wife, I told her, what do you need? What do you want? You know, give me something. Give me an idea. I'll get you something. And so she wanted some silicone fucking like a muffin fucking thing for the oven. I was like, all right, fuck it. We found one for like $11. The fucking reason I got that shit was so I can save on this goddamn free shipping for this goddamn fucking comic, right? A month and a half later, dude, I did not have my comic. She got her fucking muffin tin thing, her silicone muffin thing, not even a week later.
Sorry.
And I got one email to me the whole fucking time.
Sorry, we haven't shipped your fucking book yet, but we haven't gotten it yet.
And it's like, fuck, dude. It's been a month and a half. A month and a half. This is ridiculous. So we happened to go to Starbucks. Barnes & Noble. This last weekend, me and my wife, we didn't have the kids. And, you know, I was curious. I wanted to walk in there. She wanted to buy the kids a couple books. I was like, great, I want to go see if they have this fucking book in the store. I go there, they've got like four fucking copies of this Batman book, the comic. How? How does Amazon not give me my goddamn shit over a month and a half and I walk into Barnes & Noble at one time and they got four or five fucking copies of the same goddamn book? How is that? How?
James, you sound like you're going pretty off on this.
Yeah, I do, because I waited patiently for this fucking comic. And nothing. Every week, nothing. 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 So that's my big fuck you, dude. Fuck you, Amazon, okay? Amazon. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, Amazon. I wanted to nerd out. You made me wait. I had to take matters in my own hands. Yeah, and I canceled it. And I'm done with you, Amazon.
Until next time.
All right, here's my real fuck you now. God, that one kind of long, huh? Here's my real fuck you. My fuck you goes to Beyonce, okay? Yeah, Beyonce. Today, a friend of mine texted me like, hey, dude, you have to look up Beyonce's concert demands while she's on tour. And I was like, all right. He's like, I think it'd be good for your show. And you know what? He was right. Because I looked it up, and guess what this fucking bitch does, okay? Fuck you, Beyonce. You know why? Here are her demands when she's on tour. Now, okay, I'll be honest with you. Some of them I can relate with and I can appreciate, okay?
James, you're just going back on your fuck you.
Yeah, no. Fuck you, Beyonce. But a couple of them, I understand why, and I get it. You're still a fucking bitch, though. Here we go.
Beyonce, tour demands.
Okay, this one I agree with, okay? I'm not going to be too hot on her because it's all right. Only green vegetables, you know, as snacks in her dressing room. Because I get it, you know? You want to be healthy, that's fine.
Only green vegetables.
Oat cakes, I don't know what oat cakes are. And plates of almonds served in glass platters. I'm down with the vegetables, okay? I'm down with the almonds. I don't know what oat cakes are, but I can imagine what they are. They're probably like, what, rice patties? I understand that, okay? I get it. You want to be healthy? That's fine with me, you know? I understand if you put chips around, I'm going to fucking eat all of them. And don't keep them around. I get it. That's a good one. She's demanding you only put out vegetables and almonds. I don't know where the whole glass fucking thing, you know, the glass, what is it? Glass platters. I don't know where that comes into play. Like, who gives a fuck if it's on glass or not? As long as they're almonds.
Oh, I don't know. They're more pure if they're in glass.
Whatever, dude. So I get that one. I won't be too hot on her for that one. But here we go with the next ones. The next ones are unforgivable. She requires this. I don't believe this one. $900 worth of titanium drinking straws. First of all, I don't know. They're fucking titanium drinking straws. Why? How would you find out about those? And why are they beneficial? Why are they better than plastic straws? I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb. Why is titanium better? And why $900 worth? Why is that number thrown out? I don't get that. That's fucking, it's very diva-ish.
I want $900 worth of titanium drinking straws at once.
I don't get it. Oh, used to drink. Oh, I forgot this part. Used to drink special alkaline water. Okay, now that I won't blame her either for, okay? I talked about this on a prior show about dead water. How if it's purified using reverse osmosis, it's no good because they remove in the purifying process, they remove all the elements and all the fucking minerals from the water, the natural shit. They remove everything and you're giving you dead water, okay? And what you want to do is have a high alkaline. So I get that. The alkaline, you know, evens out your body. You want to be more alkaline than acidic. You know, you want to be in the center if you can or more towards alkaline. Not too far. You know, too much of a good thing. So I get the alkaline water. I understand that. That's cool. But here's, listen to this. Has to be served at exactly 21 degrees. Fuck you again. I had you with alkaline water, but you went overboard with the 21 degrees, dude. Go fuck yourself with that.
It has to be 21 degrees.
Get the fuck out of here. What, does she got a fucking, I bet she has a thermometer too, right? Puts in the water.
This is 27 degrees. Take it away,
bitch. All right, here we go. Okay. Oh, this is bullshit. The dressing rooms have to be painted off white. Okay. Every time she goes to a new city, her dressing room has to be painted off white. Off white. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Off white. I can see her going in there.
This is not off white enough. It's more bright white. It should be more off white.
Go fuck yourself, Beyonce, you bitch. Off white. Okay, here we go. You know what? And again, I'm not going to blame her on this one either. A new toilet seat at every venue she goes to. Because you know what? I'm fine with that. You never know. You never know. You go to a place and there's a shitty, fucked up toilet seat.
No pun intended.
But imagine you go to a, you know, come on. We all know about public bathrooms. Okay, I'm down with that. A new toilet seat, that's fine. I won't fuck her for that. But here's what I will fuck her for. I demand red toilet paper. Really, you fucking psycho bitch? You want red toilet? You're demanding red toilet paper? First of all, no one that I know, I can guarantee you, has ever seen red fucking toilet paper. Where does this exist? Okay? Where have you seen this red toilet paper that you can demand it? I guess it's in high society areas because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Red toilet paper? What's the point? Oh, I get it. I know. You're Beyonce and you don't want anyone to know when you're on your period. So if the paper's red, no one's the wiser, right? I understand. Why don't you just flush it, though? That'll just solve all your problems. I don't get why it's got to be red. What, just because you like the color red? Or does it serve like a fucking purpose? I don't know. What purpose can red toilet paper serve? If you're going to wipe your asshole with it and flush it. If you're going to wipe your vagina and flush it. If you're going to wipe up your fucking period and flush it. What does it fucking matter? You're going to flush it. Huh? You psycho? Okay, what else we got here? Oh boy, here we go. She demands a hand-carved ice ball at the end of every concert to suck on for her vocal cords. What the fuck does that even mean? A hand-carved ice ball. A fucking hand-carved ice ball? Okay. I don't get it. An ice ball. What, a dude's got to take a block of ice and shave it down to a circle? What is the point of that? It's got to be a fucking goddamn... an ice ball? You can't suck in an ice cube? It's got to be a ball.
I don't like the edges.
Oh, fucking Christ, dude. I swear to God. Oh, I would... punch this girl right in the fucking face. Yeah, I would get arrested, but it'd be worth it, okay? It'd be worth it, and I would shove that red toilet paper right up her ass. Fuck this, dude. Fuck this diva bullshit. This really infuriates me. Oh, there's more. All the concert crew around the whole fucking venue, I'm guessing, they all are required because of Princess Beyonce, they all have to wear 100% cotton clothing at all times. Okay? And nothing else. Okay? You have to wear 100% cotton clothing. Because that's what she wants you to wear. I don't fucking get it, dude. This, you know, this chick. Oh my God. This chick. I was already fucking sick of her. But now it's like I've grown a hatred for her. I've got, you know, this hatred in my veins just flowing. And the last thing I got here is, she demands $6,000 worth of alcohol and cigars for Jay-Z. You fucking believe this? $6,000. I'm guessing at every venue, at every concert. What kind of dickhead goes through that much fucking booze unless you're just giving it away to all these people, right? Like, what are you ordering? That's so fucking expensive. Are you ordering bottles? Like, what? Is every bottle like $1,000? What the fuck are you ordering? You know? I don't even have any idea because I'm poor as fuck. My red breast was $40 and that shit's expensive to me. What are you buying, dude? And your cigars. They're probably Cubans, right? And what do those run? I don't fucking know. $6,000. That seems, oh my God, this, you know what? I'm done talking. All I'm going to say is a big fuck you. Fuck you. Okay? First world problems up the asshole. First world problems. Times fucking 1,000, dude. You are such a goddamn diva bitch. And, you know, Jay-Z, go fuck yourself too, man. You know, taking advantage. It's bad enough that you have millions. You got to be a dickhead also on top of it. Oh, fucking A. I'm done. I'm now I'm angry. I'm angry and I'm unbathed. So I'm sweaty. I'm like a hobo. I'm like an angry hobo now. That's what I am. You know, I'm done. I'm done with this. I've been throwing up in my fucking through my mouth long enough, and I'm gonna go watch Game of Thrones with my wife. She's waiting for me. And it's been fun, people. But that's it for me. Have a good night. And did I close it out? Did I say fuck you to let me close it out. Fuck you to Amazon and fuck you, Beyonce, with your bullshit demands.
Fuck you!
All right, now I'm done. And that's it. So thanks for listening. It's been great. It's been a great time. I've had a bunch of fun, and I hope you did too. But until next time, I want to say, stay dangerous, my friends. Good night.